This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
30% chance for showers today, 50% tomorrow, 80% Wednesday, highs near 80 all 3 days. Then a 80% chance for showers on Thursday, highs of only 70, 66 Friday. Then warm again Saturday with a chance for rain with highs of 80. And by Monday, all of this settles down to a high of 55 and sunshine. So it's going to be a kind of stormy week, but no real parades, I don't think, this week. So there you go. It'll work out. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL.com analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. He'll be second-guessing this evening with Bobby Hebert, a doubleheader, kind of like the Silver Slipper on the beach, Hancock County, Mississippi. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, Tommy. Yeah, we back two shows in 3 days.
Did you enjoy that nail biter yesterday?
Yeah. It sort of reminded me a little bit of 2014. I think it was Super Bowl 48 when Seattle beat the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning on that Denver team. I think that one ended up being 43-8. It sort of reminded me of that game. I know the Chiefs were able to score two late scores, but it total domination. And you won up front. How many times, you know, we've done this show for years, talked about if you don't win up front, offensive, defensive line, you ain't going anywhere. And as good as the Chiefs are, they made yesterday Pat Mahomes look mere mortal because they could not block the Eagles' defensive line. And Eagles' offensive line, I mean, they've been good all year long. They were really good again. But I thought the story yesterday was really the Eagles' defensive front. And, Tommy, they did not blitz one time in that game. Not a once. And look, all the pressure. They play a lot of zone defense. And so you rush four and you drop back seven. But yesterday it looked it's almost like the illusion of it looked like they had six guys rushing the quarterback. What it looked like to Mahomes.
I didn't understand.
Because you couldn't block them.
Why Mahomes didn't try to run more. And I understand that. It seemed like he would hold the ball and he tried to step up in the pocket, but if he had been committed to run, I thought that would have neutralized the rush, and if they had rolled him to one side or the other, I thought that could have neutralized the rush, but for whatever reason, they didn't want to do it.
Well, no matter what they'd have done yesterday, I'm just telling you, that defense, the way they've played the last few weeks, they were really hellacious. And they came after you in waves. And again, it's not all these all-out blitzes. It's basically beating you with four guys up against your five.
And they didn't just beat them. They picked them up and moved them back. This was a whooping. That was not pretty. It was ugly.
Yeah, and Vic Fangio, man, go back a long time. Vic was in the USFL. with the Philadelphia Baltimore Stars with Jim Mora. He came here. He had the moniker of linebackers coach, but he really handled the outside linebackers, Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling, because Sidwell handled the inside linebackers. And he finally gets that elusive Super Bowl ring. Vic's been chasing that a long time. And goes to show you, you can't feel sorry for yourself in life. Yep. You know, he kind of gets run out of Miami last year. Things didn't work out for him. He was a one-time head coach. That didn't work out. And yet, just a masterful job of coaching that defense yesterday of the Eagles and putting people in the right place. Now, you need the horses. You need players to win. But, man, you got to put them in the right spot. And I just thought yesterday that game was won by the Eagles defensively.
Jalen Hurts had a pretty good game, too. Offensively, he ran when he had to, and it seemed like, again, it's like, well, Pat, maybe you should look at what Jalen's doing, try a little bit of that.
I thought, you know, and the other thing, too, is he did get some short fields. The defense sort of set him up. But, man, Jalen Hurts, you talk about another guy that, okay, life's never going to be easy. Mm-hmm. Now, he was this highly recruited quarterback. He goes to Alabama. He becomes a starter. He loses the job at halftime of the national championship game to Georgia. And Tua comes in and kind of takes over, leaves. He goes to Oklahoma. And, you know, a lot of people didn't think he would play quarterback in the NFL, that he would be a hybrid-type player, similar to Taysom Hill. And he wins, you know, the MVP of the Super Bowl. And then you talk about a good guy in life. He's a good guy in life. His dad was a former coach. He actually coached offensive line, his dad. Mm-hmm. And so he learned that work ethic, that toughness from his dad, and did a great job. I thought a couple years back, he outplayed Mahomes. The only problem is they gave Mahomes a shot late, and he was able to catch him. But, man, Jalen Hurts did a fantastic job. The one thing I give the Chiefs for the most part defensively, they didn't let Saquon Barkley kind of take over the game. But other than that, I mean, you know, it was a dominating performance by the Eagles from every aspect you could look at.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Mike Dettelier is our guest talking about the Super Bowl. Y'all got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Mike, I said it was a nail-biter, and it really was if you bet the over, because toward the end of the game...
Well, you got it.
I was concerned. My concern was that the Chiefs were going to turn it over, and then the Eagles were going to fall on the ball and run out the clock. That did not happen, and the over hit, and everything ended happy, but... I'll never bet football again because, honestly, I would rather have had a root canal. Even though I won pretty big yesterday, I would have rather had a root canal than go through what I went through. 620, traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Beck with Mike Dettelier. Talking about the Super Bowl yesterday, Mike's going to be second-guessing over at the Silver Slipper Casino tonight. Two shows, 3 days. That's in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Head out there. Is that the last one, Mike? For the season?
This is the last one, yeah, until we back the Monday after the NFL draft.
It's amazing how quickly it goes by, huh, the season?
It's in the blink of an eye. We're talking about I told this to Dave Hilbert from there. It's like you looking so forward to the season. It's such a gap between when it ends and when it starts again. The one thing this offseason, though, because of so many changes with the Saints. I mean, I think your offseason is going to be much more eventful than the end season.
This is true, especially maybe today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Today we'll get an announcement. What do you think?
I don't know about today. I think that a lot of times with maybe whatever they've talked about before, that to let him go be enjoy himself with the parade and everything else in Philly and then come on back midweek and make the official announcement. But if you listen to Jeffrey Lurie last night, the owner of the Eagles, he was asked about, looks as though you'll lose Kellen Moore. And he was like, yeah, it looks to be that that's the case. And so, yeah, I think, you know, you got a little details to iron out. But I think by midweek, you'll get that official announcement with Kellen Moore. And then he's got to come up with a staff. And that's why, and, you know, for a Super Bowl champ, it's the blink of an eye and enjoy it, because it's the team you saw this year, you don't necessarily see again. It's not going to be exactly the same. You lose coaches, you lose players. Some of the guys that have had big seasons cash in and they go to another team. Hey, I got my ring. I won a championship. Remember a couple years ago, the Eagles lost to the Chiefs. They lost both their offensive and defensive coordinator after the game. One went to Indianapolis. The other one was the head coach with the Arizona Cardinals, just stayed in Arizona. So it's a great ride for Philly and for Nick Sirianni and his crew. And, man, Howie Roseman, again, did a great job of assembling that football team as the GM. It's about players, and they got them. But you never see the same team again. That's what free agency and the commuter world, the NFL, is all about.
But with that being said, the Chiefs, it's not as though they were, you know, they were the Cinderella story that came from nowhere, and this was their one shot. I guess when I saw the Kansas City fans, some of them last night, it was a different kind of feeling. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Because I think because they
still got Reed
history in front.
Well, they still got Reed
in front of them.
Yeah.
Because it would have been the first time a team, you know, in the modern age of pro football would have won 3 Super Bowls. Lombardi and the Packers won an NFL championship and then Super Bowls 1 and 2, but they didn't win 3 straight. And, you know, for you were that close, you had a 15-2 season. You didn't get that by luck. Man, I saw a couple people write, by luck. What, you don't win 15 games in a 17-game season by luck. But yesterday, the Eagles were the better team, and you got to give it to them. And you may never cross that way again to have that opportunity to win 3 in a row. May never happen again with that team.
Did Kansas City appear a little flat to you?
Well, they were flat. They got flattened.
Flat 10.
I guess.
Yeah.
By the Eagles. I just think that they kind of got overwhelmed early. And you could almost kind of feel the tsunami hit you. That once the Eagles, you saw it early, what you saw from the first part of the game, it lasted literally until midway into the fourth quarter. That they could not get away from the heavy pressure, the Eagles. And I give Kellen Moore and company a lot of credit. Man, they kept pedal to the metal. You know, they had a lead, and they just kept hitting it because they wanted no comeback. And even in the fourth quarter, throwing that football deep downfield to get a late touchdown, you know, they knew they didn't want to give Mahomes any shot yesterday for any type of comeback. But, man, it was a dominating performance by the Eagles on both sides of the football.
One thing I kept thinking of was you always have a plan until you get punched in the mouth, right? Hit. Then all of a sudden, yeah. Not so much. All right, more when we come back. Mike, to tell you, 6:30, time for WWL First News. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, when it comes to how likely either the Chiefs, before we get to the Saints, or the Eagles, because, you know, nobody ever stays the same, are going to be close to what they look like this year. Thoughts?
I think that, you know, when you have the quarterback position right, you're more than halfway there. And with the Eagles, it's going to be about trying to keep as many of those core guys, offensive, defensive line in place. I do think the AFC is a much more competitive situation because of the quarterback issue there. Where, man, you know, you got Josh Allen out in Buffalo. And you got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. If Joe Burrow can have any semblance of a defense out in Cincinnati. But, man, it's tough. People don't realize it. Oh, we should have won 4 or 5 Super Bowls. Oh, okay, you didn't. It's difficult to win a Super Bowl title. Really difficult. And a lot of people, the dislike for the Chiefs has nothing to do with official calls or referees. A lot of people really can't admit to themselves that there's a team or players better than what they pull for. You're not saying that if you're in Kansas City, okay? And I think that there is that reality check that it's difficult to come back and to win another one. And where I know they probably favorites because they'll post it today. If you go to the Slipper, they'll have it. You can bet on who get to the Super Bowl for next year already. That those two teams will be at the top of the list. But it's going to be hard, Tommy. It's going to be hard to come back and get back to that big game. But they do have elements there in place. More so Eagles than Chiefs because of I just think their offensive and defensive lines is so good and got a lot of young players on both sides of the football for Philly.
But a startling statistic to me was when you looked at the offensive line of the Eagles compared to the offensive line in the first Super Bowl. 6'3", 245 was the average in a first Super Bowl. The Eagles' offensive line, the average, 6'6", 3 what, 36 or 36, 336, I think it was.
Yeah, and, man, you know, their offensive line coach, he's one of the best in the business. He does a great job. I think of Mekhi Becton. Mekhi was an overweight, underachiever, listed as a major bust, Mekhi Becton, with the Jets. They cut him loose. He ends up being a starter and a good starter for the Eagles. Coaching does matter, and fit does matter. And Mekhi fit really well into that. But, man, Eagles' offensive line, absolutely enormous. And their defensive line, you know, one of the things Vic told them early on, hey, you're going to be playing a lot more plays, so you better lose some weight. And he got Jalen Carter and Davis and Milton Williams, who's I scouted him. He was at Louisiana Tech. He's from Crowley High School in Texas. You know, a lightly recruited guy goes to Tech, had a great game. Josh Sweat, what they did. Man, their defensive front is really, really good. And so that's why, yeah, the size and the speed of the game too, Tommy. None of those guys are slow.
Nope.
It's amazing how big these guys are today
and
from
fast.
Back when Super Bowl I was played. But it's really amazing the athleticism these guys have today.
Remember back in the day, the thing was with Elway, the Denver offensive line was a little smaller and they were quicker. Well, now they're as quick as that Denver offensive line was, but they're bigger.
That's the one thing, because this 40 years for me in the scouting business, that you see the biggest difference. Those guys in the 60s, they could play in today's game. They would have to make a little adjustment from a size standpoint, but they could still play. But when I first started, to have these type size guys with that much speed and quickness, you didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you saw one like that. You saw a player like that. Now, it's regular that you see with the training and, you know, I guess the genetics of this sport, so many more bigger, faster players than ever before in your lifetime. And yet, there are people, if you met them on the street, you would say, that guy plays football, pro football. Mm-hmm. He's not very big. So, but the linemen, that's been the biggest change. The size and the athleticism from when I first started, it's amazingly different.
I know, seeing some of those guys on Media Row last week, Mike, some of them even bigger than me.
Just a tad.
Yeah,
huh?
even bigger than me. All right, let's come back, talk about the Saints and coaches and so forth. And the news yesterday about Aaron Rodgers, somebody texted about the Saints having interest in Aaron Rodgers. I want nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what kind of drugs they're on, but we'll talk about it when we come back. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, when it comes to how likely either the Chiefs, before we get to the Saints, or the Eagles, because, you know, nobody ever stays the same, are going to be close to what they look like this year, thoughts?
I think that, you know, when you have the quarterback position right, you're more than halfway there. And with the Eagles, it's going to be about trying to keep as many of those core guys, offensive, defensive line in place. I do think the AFC is a much more competitive situation because of the quarterback issue there. Where, man, you know, you got Josh Allen out in Buffalo, and you got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. If Joe Burrow can have any semblance of a defense out in Cincinnati. But, man, it's tough. People don't realize it. Oh, we should have won 4 or 5 Super Bowls. Oh, okay, you didn't. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to win a Super Bowl title. Really difficult. And a lot of people, the dislike for the Chiefs has nothing to do with official calls or referees. A lot of people really can't admit to themselves that there's a team or players better than what they pull for. You're not saying that if you're in Kansas City, okay? And I think that there is that reality check that it's difficult to come back and to win another one. And where I know they probably favorites, because they'll post it today. If you go to the Slipper, they'll have it. You can bet on who'll get to the Super Bowl for next year already. That those two teams will be at the top of the list. But it's going to be hard, Tommy. It's going to be hard to come back and get back to that big game. But they do have elements there in place. More so Eagles than Chiefs. Because of, I just think their offensive and defensive lines is so good, and it got a lot of young players on both sides of the football for Philly.
What a startling statistic to me was when you looked at the offensive line of the Eagles compared to the offensive line in the first Super Bowl. 6'3", 245 was the average in a first Super Bowl. The Eagles' offensive line, the average, 6'6", 3 what, 36 or 36, 336, I think it was.
Yeah, and, man, you know, their offensive line coach, he's one of the best in the business. He does a great job. I think of Mekhi Becton. Mekhi was an overweight, underachiever, listed as a major bust, Mekhi Becton, with the Jets. They cut him loose. He ends up being a starter and a good starter for the Eagles. Coaching does matter, and fit does matter. And Mekhi fit really well into that. But, man, Eagles offensive line, absolutely enormous. And their defensive line, you know, one of the things Vic told them early on, hey, you're going to be playing a lot more plays, so you better lose some weight. And he got Jalen Carter and Davis and Milton Williams, who's I scouted him. He was at Louisiana Tech. He's from Crowley High School in Texas. You know, a lightly recruited guy goes to Tech, had a great game. Josh Sweat, what they did. Man, their defensive front is really, really good. And so that's why, yeah, the size and the speed of the game too, Tommy. None of those guys are slow.
Nope.
It's amazing how big these guys are today
and
from
fast.
Back when Super Bowl I was played. But it's really amazing the athleticism these guys have today.
Remember back in the day, the thing was with Elway, the Denver offensive line was a little smaller and they were quicker. Well, now they're as quick as that Denver offensive line was, but they're bigger.
That's the one thing, because this 40 years for me in the scouting business, that you see the biggest difference. Those guys in the 60s, they could play in today's game. They would have to make a little adjustment from a size standpoint, but they could still play. But when I first started, to have these type size guys with that much speed and quickness, you didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you saw one like that. You saw a player like that. Now, it's regular that you see with the training and, you know, I guess the genetics of this sport, so many more bigger, faster players than ever before in your lifetime. And yet there are people, if you met him on the street, you would say, that guy plays football, pro football. Mm-hmm. He's not very big. So, but the linemen, that's been the biggest change. The size and the athleticism from when I first started, it's amazingly different.
I know, seeing some of those guys on Media Row last week, Mike, some of them even bigger than me.
Just a tad.
Yeah,
huh?
even bigger, than me. All right, let's come back, talk about the Saints and coaches and so forth. And the news yesterday about Aaron Rodgers, somebody texting about the Saints having interest in Aaron Rodgers. I want nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what kind of drugs they're on, but we'll talk about it when we come back. 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 656, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Mike Dettillier. Thanks for all your help during the season, Mike. I know you do double duty on Monday talking to us, and you go second guess at the Silver Slipper Casino, as you will be this afternoon. Mike, did you watch any of the commercials yesterday?
Very few.
Did you understand?
I will be honest, very few.
Did you understand who half the people were that were on them? Between the diffusion of media with so many different outlets and who's on streaming and who's this and who's that, I don't know who the hell half these people were.
I agree with you, and it's like that. It was like that last week on Radio Row. Okay, you walk in, and you know somebody will say, "Hey, can you come do an interview?" Okay, like what outlet? And they'll tell you, "Okay, I'd never heard of a few of them." You know, so you know, I will be a nice guy about it. I'm gonna go do the interview, but yeah, it was. I guess it was sort of like that with the commercials too.
My YouTube channel, somebody came up to me at Radio Row and gave me a, I got it right here, as a matter of fact, as we begin to talk about the Saints, the Kelly Williams Show. Tune in, turn on, and you're happy, and it's some kind of YouTube thing or something. And I don't know, back in the day, all these people didn't get media credentials. Now, all of a sudden, if you got
No, and today, now they do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's another outlet for them to give opinions and interviews and stuff like that. And that's fantastic. That's great. Because we live in that world now where, man, that cell phone and being on YouTube and everything else, it is a form of our entertainment today.
What outlet are you with? Well, I got a cell phone. Okay, there you go.
Let's talk. And so I have a show.
So yeah. Let's talk about if Kellen Moore gets a job, any changes in personnel or that anything from his history that you would predict for the Saints or not really?
I'm interested in what he does defensively because I think from the offensive standpoint, he sort of knows who his people are going to be if he can get if land them. But defensively, that's not his baby. He's going to have to trust somebody else to run his defense. That to me is always the big key. When you hire either an offensive or defensive coach, what they do on the other side of the football, because of the fact that, you know, you might be the head coach, but your expertise is only on one side. I think you're going to see massive changes, certainly in the coaching staff. He's going to have his, you know, choice of assistant coaches who he wants to go after. But they're going to have also a roster turnover all offseason. Tommy, it ain't going to be just 8 or 10 guys. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a massive undertaking here of churning over this roster because they're in big need of help across the board, every position.
Thank you, Mike Dettelier, for a great season, as always. And before you know it, the draft will be here. We'll be talking to you. Free agency and hiring of the new Saints coach. Who knows? Thank you, sir. Mike Dettelier. We'll take a break. We come back. We will talk about the Super Bowl commercials with Tim Calkins, clinical professor of marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. We do this every year. We'll get a recap when we return on WWL.